Our Father in heaven, we rejoice that we are your children and you've made provision for every need. We thank you for the revelation, the scriptures that can equip us, help us to be adequate and equipped for every good work. We pray that as we spend this time together, that you may be pleased to speak to us and to help us to grow in our appreciation of you, your calling for us, and how we can respond well to your calling. And especially as we consider the subject of spiritual warfare, that you will help us to understand this subject in a way that will be helpful in our daily living and as we seek to be faithful to you. All this we ask and pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. We are considering the church and the fulfillment of God's purposes. The subtopic for today, the mystery, the church and the fulfillment of God's purposes, the eighth message. We have been considering the centrality of the role of the church in the fulfillment of God's purposes and the big picture of how God wants church life to function. Important points to take note and work out well if we want to fare well in our response to God's call. The points considered can help us to view and approach life in a manner consistent with biblical revelation and the will of God. That means this category of messages, these eight messages so far, it's not just meant to address specific issues, specific points. But if you appreciate them properly, it can help us with a big picture of how to respond to God's call and also our view and approach to life. To fare well, we need to bear in mind point 16 and fare well in this area, what we considered in the last two messages, which we'll continue today. The 16th point, we are in the midst of spiritual warfare. And remember, this is in the context of practical outworking, which we considered in point 15. The last two messages, I went through Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20, and 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. I made some comments which I think are relevant to what we are considering, and some points I have emphasized because I think they are important at this point in time for us to be more conscious of these truths. In the last message, commenting on 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, I mentioned Paul highlighted a major area of attack, and that is attacks on the mind. I mentioned attacks on the mind can result in effects on the whole being. That is, when the mind is attacked, then the mind, the spirit, the emotion, and the body can all be affected, and also negative effects on our relationship with God and with others. All this actually to cover them well, there needs to be much more elaboration. But as I mentioned, now I'm covering the big picture, so I cannot go into a lot of details. But sufficient for you to be able to carry on. And also there are various areas I've mentioned. You can refer to what was covered under overcoming the evil one. But today I just want to say a little bit on this point, that it is also true that attacks on any of the other faculties can also result in adverse effects on our whole being, not just when the mind is attacked. So for example, the spirit is attacked, the emotion is attacked, the body is attacked. Any of these faculties attack, the whole being can be adversely affected. This is not difficult to understand. If the even attacks our spirit, so our spirit is, you feel very oppressed, feel very difficult. You affect the efficiency with which the brain functions. It can affect our emotions, and we can feel discouraged, feel difficult. It can affect the body, because when these various other faculties are adversely affected, the body can also be affected. Right now, I think we should know that many of the physical ailments that we have are related to the other faculties. Your emotional health, the state of your spirit, and also your mental health. It is helpful for us to bear in mind that the evil one can, and he does, attack all the faculties. Sometimes on more than one faculty at the same time. Just attacking one can already affect all the other faculties, but sometimes he attacks on more than one. But not only that, he can at times attack all the faculties at the same time. And when the attacks are intense, it can be very difficult. So we need to bear in mind, we cannot be presumptuous. But at the same time, it's also helpful to bear in mind that there are varying degrees of intensity of attacks. The evil one is actually at work all the time. But the nature of the attacks and the intensity of the attacks, there's a whole range of it. And the difference can be a lot. Subsequently, I'll mention that we need to bear in mind both sides. On the one hand, to recognize we are formidable foe. On the other side of it, we are children of the Almighty God. And God's provisions for us are more than adequate for us to live an overcoming life. But it's not easy, and we cannot afford to be presumptuous. Today I wish to continue with what Paul has to say on spiritual warfare in Ephesians. You bear in mind all these various points. I often first refer to Ephesians because I want to show to you that the whole book of Ephesians, the central theme, has to do with the revelation of the mystery, what has been the heart of God now revealed with the coming of Christ, and centrality of the role of the church, and how God wants us to walk worthy of the calling. So Ephesians is a very helpful book that right through we can see a big picture, as well as many of the major points are not just mentioned, but several of the major points in relation to our response to God are not only found in Ephesians, but some of the most important messages, or rather some of the most important passages in the scriptures on various points, are actually found in Ephesians. For example, on the role of the church and how body life ought to function, Ephesians chapter 3, chapter 4. Now we are considering spiritual warfare. I'm not sure how to what degree you've recognized it, but prayer is also a very important passage in Ephesians on prayer. And all this in relation to, and helpful to bear in mind, to bear in mind that this is part of the whole meaning of responding to God's call and how God wants his plans and purposes to be worked out, and how he wants us to respond, not only at a personal level, but together in church life. Afterwards, I also mentioned briefly on the subject of unity. Hopefully I can cover this whole thing today. And one of the most important passages on unity is also in Ephesians. So it's very interesting, in a small little book of just 6 chapters, God has for us a book which is very helpful for us to pay attention to if we want to respond well to God's call. So today I want to continue with what Paul has to say on spiritual warfare in Ephesians. I've already mentioned, referred you to Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 20, and then also 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 3 to 5. But now I want to go back to Ephesians. I wish to highlight a warning of the Apostle Paul to believers in the midst of his exhortations on practical outworking, and that is, do not give the devil an opportunity. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. This is a very important warning. We must pay heed to it. Do not give the devil an opportunity. The margin says, literally a place. Both words are helpful, opportunity and place. We must be vigilant and careful. Do not give the devil a place to work in our hearts, a place to work in our lives. Do not in any way give the evil one a place. So when Paul says, do not give, he's addressing us. That means on our part, we have exercised care. We do not give him a place. That doesn't mean if we do not give him a place, he will not attack. But very different. Afterwards, I'll carry on and become clearer. Likewise, we must be careful not to let him have any opportunity to harm us or to hinder us, whether it be at a personal level or to exploit situations to hinder effective expression of church life and the advancement of God's kingdom. The evil one is always looking for opportunities to attack, and he will attack, but especially if there are weaknesses that he can exploit. And I will say a little bit more along the way that can help us to know how to be careful. But we need to realize that it's ongoing all the time, and often the evil one is taking advantage, and we are giving ground, we are giving him opportunities without even realizing it. We blame people, we blame situations. We may also feel very miserable, how come my life is like that? Not that people cannot be at fault, not that we also cannot have failings, but when we learn to discern the attacks of the evil one and know how to take our stand, it makes a lot of difference. This is the part I want to emphasize. In regards to spiritual warfare, we want to minimize unnecessary suffering. We want to minimize going through difficulties, being hindered unnecessarily because of the attacks of the evil one, which we fail to discern or fail to counter. But when we have done our part, that is alright. We must still be prepared to go through trials and difficulties, but those kind are meaningful. They will be helpful for our learning.